good afternoon, happy Sunday, and welcome to episode 3 of Mommy Talks with Nina. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope you all had a wonderful week. Happy, happy Sunday, and welcome. Thanks to all of my new listeners, my old listeners, thank you for tuning in. Just want to let you know that Mommy Talks with Nina is now on Google Podcasts and Pocket Casts. So I'm excited about that. On this episode, we are going to be discussing how to pick an OBGYN. We're going to be talking about midwives and doulas. And when is it the best time to tell your family, friends, and your job that you're pregnant? So first, I would say, when you're looking for an OBGYN to do your research, do extensive research. You can also ask family and friends for recommendations as well. You can look online, research in your area that you live in. Make sure that you check credentials and experiences and read reviews. That's what I did. I read lots of reviews. Make sure your doctor is up to date with current practices and different procedures. Ratings are very important as well, so you can read the ratings. So you might be wondering, what's an OBGYN? Who are they? What they do? So OBGYN, they deal with issues in women's health and life, including birth control, childbirth, menopause, just to name a few. So don't make the mistake of just picking anyone to be your OBGYN because you have to find someone. Make sure you talk to your insurance company. You can always give them a call. They can give you a referral. They can give you a list of doctors that you can reach out to you. Also, think about this while you're doing your research. Would you prefer to have a male or a female? For me, I wanted a woman. I felt more comfortable with going to see a woman, but everyone's different. So whatever is best for you is best for you. I would also say, make sure you check your OBGYN's medical experience, their certifications, their attitudes, maybe about different procedures and information of how they feel about issues of reproduction, questions that you would probably want to ask. Do you take my insurance? And at which hospital or hospitals do you deliver? Some doctors deliver at one hospital. My doctor only delivered at one, but some might deliver at a couple. So that's also very good to know, because if you find out that they deliver at a particular hospital that you don't want to deliver at, maybe that's not the right doctor for you. Also, it's good to find out their office hours, making sure that they're available and around to see you when it's most best for you. That's also important to ask. And then I would say to ask a question, which this question I think is pretty important, but ask them if they're not available when you're scheduled to go see your doctor, who will see you? I know that my doctor took all insurances. She was very busy. There were times when I was scheduled to see her and there was an emergency, so she had to leave the office. And I would see another OBGYN that would be there in her place. And I saw this doctor probably 3 or 4 times. So it's good to also know that as well. Make sure you are completely comfortable before becoming a patient. So after you talk to your doctor, visit the office, ask all the questions, make sure you're completely comfortable. If you're hesitant about anything, I just wouldn't go with them. For me, in the beginning, I had one doctor, and I would always make my appointment ahead of time, and when I went to go see her, I would not get seen probably an hour over or more over that appointment. So that became very annoying to me and just an inconvenience. And also she was very far out, wasn't near where I live. So I also thought, well, if there ever is a time that there's an emergency and I need to see her, she's so far away, I would want her to be a lot closer. So that's something to also take into consideration as well when you're choosing an OBGYN. Also, I would say best things are, just to kind of recap, to look at their insurance, make sure that they take your insurance, which usually that is all online. And you can also call your insurance company. Look at the ratings, look at the reviews, look at their office hours. Make sure you have all types of questions. When I switched over to the doctor who delivered my son, I made sure all these things were what I wanted, and it made it a lot easier when I was deciding. And she seemed to be like the best fit for me, so that's why I stuck with her. But her patients loved her, she got good reviews, but I will share more in another episode in the future about how my delivery went. So for my pregnancy, I think I shared before, I did not have a midwife or a doula. But I do know that whenever I might have another child in the future, that I do want to have a doula. So a doula, or let's start with a midwife. So a midwife is someone who is a primary caregiver all through pregnancy and birth. And according to WebMD.com, they attend about 10% of births in the United States. Along with their expertise, midwives bring a nurturing, emotionally and oriented approach. They practice in private homes as well as hospitals, clinics, and birth centers. Midwives can be with you throughout your pregnancy. They'll work with you and your family to help manage your physical, your emotional, your mental well-being throughout pregnancy and even after, which is something that is very important. They provide counseling along with education, and it says that they'll be at your side to help you when you deliver, for your labor and your delivery. That they help with sometimes fewer medications, and they also can refer you to an OB or other specialists. So when you are looking for a midwife, you can find them online. You have certified nurse midwives trained for both nursing and midwifery. You have certified midwives who are similar, have similar training, but it isn't required to have a nursing degree for that. There's certified professional midwives who are skilled, independent, professional trained, and they're trained in many different settings. So they take many different insurances. Some do cover a midwife, so you should always check with your provider. So some of the differences, I would say, between a midwife and an OBGYN is that with your midwife, you get more of the emotional and more of the nurturing kind of care that you don't really get from an OBGYN. When you see your OBGYN in the beginning, middle of your pregnancy, you're really seeing them every couple of months, what it seems like. And then when you get to the end of your pregnancy, you see your OB once a week. So I know for me, it would have been nice to have someone who I could call, or someone that could just check in with me on how I was doing physically and emotionally, because you do have a lot of changes that are going on hormonally and a lot of changes that are going on within your body and just your well-being at the time. And I think midwives don't necessarily, and probably just like doulas, have a lot of patients that they see, but OBGYNs, and mine in particular, had a lot of the patients. So it's hard to keep track of everyone when you're an OB, and although they probably try the best that they can, it's hard to make sure you're giving equal amount of time to each of your patients that's needed. But an OB is a medical doctor. They have years of experience and training, and they help you manage a lot. I mean, my OB was great. When I saw her for appointment, she managed my blood pressure and my weight and my baby's heart rate and growth, and she prescribed certain medications that she wanted me to take. I took my vitamins, but I didn't have to take too much. I took my vitamins, and then later I had to take an iron pill because my iron was low. They conduct lab results, and they'll do ultrasounds, or they might refer you to go somewhere. And then they also, at the end of it all, deliver your baby for you. So that's about OBGYNs and midwives. Now we're going to switch gears over to doulas and what doulas do. So doulas act as a link between you and your medical care provider, kind of like a midwife. She will keep lines of communication open between you and the person that delivers your baby. They help and find the right positions, breathing patterns. They look for ways to help you stay comfortable. They will inform you about support groups, birth options, and will help you create a plan, a birth plan. So that's excellent. They will involve you and your partner, your support team. They'll ask other moms to check on you, which is a really great thing. And you can find a doula online. They are certified. You can look up at the Interactions Directory certified doulas. For some insurance companies, they do help to pay for doulas, and some do not, but that's something you can look up. And some hospitals, agencies also have other programs as well, so they can help to lower the costs for you. You can also have your doula on your own lines of communication. Your doula can call you, can meet you at your home. So that's also very important. And then next comes the pregnancy. And then your doula can be there to help you and assist you on your pregnancy day. So that's the difference between an OBGYN, a midwife, and a doula. And I know for me, for this time around, I did not have a midwife or doula. But for the second time around, God willing, if I'm able to have any more kids, I would want a doula, because I had my doctor, I had my boyfriend, the father of my child, there, and I had my mom there, who was a great support. But I also think that having a doula along helping me in my journey will also be very beneficial and helpful as well. Now we're going to talk about, when is the right time to tell your family, your friends, and your work that you're pregnant? I waited before telling my extended family that I was pregnant. I waited after my first trimester. My immediate family, I told right away. I told them in July, right when I found out. Friends as well, I told them that summer. I started telling them in July and August, so they knew very early on. So although some people on my job were very suspicious, they were very suspicious, I waited till my second trimester to tell only a certain people who I wanted to know. But as you know, at work, at jobs, the news kind of travels around. So I told some people, and then after that, mostly everyone ended up knowing and saying congratulations. Social media I announced on my birthday, January 1st. I thought that would be a great way to start off a new year, start off my birthday with announcing my pregnancy. So when I did announce in January, I was way into my third trimester. Many parents-to-be wait till around week 13, they say. The decision usually for that is just because there can be a lot of risk factors in the beginning. You're still high for a miscarriage. So the decision should really revolve around what makes you comfortable and what's best for you and your partner. Don't tell people just because you think you have to, but share it because you're ready and you want to. And not only because the first trimester is high for miscarriage, but the pregnancy, like I said, it might not carry on. Illness could happen, hormonal imbalances and changes, scar tissue. Age can also be a factor of why the pregnancy doesn't continue on. So don't feel pressured to let anyone know. Hey, if you just want to keep it between you and your significant other, go ahead and do that. So I would say share in your own time, not in anybody else's time. Thank you so much for listening to my third episode of Mommy Talks with Nina. I hope you got a lot out of it. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was very educational and informative for you. As always, thank you for listening. Please let everyone know about Mommy Talks with Nina. Remember, we are on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Woot Woot, and we are also newly on Pocket Cast. So please spread the word. And as always, I love and appreciate feedback. You can message me on here on Anchor, or you can also email me at mommytalkswithnina@gmail.com. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a great week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.